We welcome the announcement of the commitment of 2 billion euros to respond to the urgent needs of people inside Sudan and in neighboring countries as well. Whilst this pledge is quite generous, we also have to be realistic because what has been received represents only 20 cents per day for each person facing urgent needs in Sudan and in neighboring countries as well. Whilst we appreciate these funds, it has to be said that more funds are needed, and these funds need to be dispersed immediately to humanitarian responders.
There's talk of famine in Sudan right now. Will this amount of money, if it comes through, because I understand these are commitments at this point, will it avert a famine?
Unfortunately, by the time famine is declared, it would be too late. And waiting until we receive a declaration of famine to scale up assistance would lead to hundreds of thousands of unnecessary deaths and have repercussions for many years to come. This amount, whilst it will go a long way in helping to alleviate the situation, much more is needed. And preventing famine really requires donors to go beyond what has been pledged to ensure that we make the most of where we are today and prevent famine.
About how many people are facing severe acute hunger in Sudan right now?
18 million people, which is equivalent to one-third of Sudan's population, is facing severe food shortages. And the most recent food security analysis indicated that 17.7 million people, or nearly 40% of the population, have been affected or are in dire need of immediate food assistance.
So this pledging conference was held in France, and the French have already pledged an amount. What are they offering, and what have other countries? What has the United States pledged?
Individual donors have pledged different amounts. The United States and France have been very generous with the pledges that have come in. But as I said earlier, we really need to see those pledges being backed by concrete actions as soon as possible.